My name is Ketsia Aurelien, K-E-T-S-I-A-A-U-R-E-L-I-E-N. I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation is for Muriel E. Goulburn, M-U-R-I-E-L, middle initial E, last name G-O-B-O-U-R-N-E. This dictation was done on October 13, 2022. Number one, hypercalcemia, secondary to primary hyperparathyroidism. Period, we reviewed the workup for multiple myeloma and it was negative. However, the workup for primary hyperparathyroidism revealed elevated PTH of 119, as well as elevation in the serum calcium with levels of 10.9 from 11, period. We started the patient on Sensipar, 30 milligrams, one tablet daily. We will repeat the MBD labs in 4 weeks to see if there's any improvement in the PTH, period. We are still pending the CT scan of the neck to rule out hypertrophy or adenoma of the parathyroid glands, period. Next line, arterial hypertension with elevated blood pressure of 160 over 100 initially, period. We repeated the blood pressure and it went down a little bit to 150 over 90, period. This elevation is related to the fact that the patient has not yet taken her medication this morning for her blood pressure, and also related to her nervousness regarding the lab results, period. We recommend that she takes her medication as soon as she can and to decrease her intake of sodium in the diet to 2 grams in 24 hours, period. She is euvolemic. We will continue to monitor, period. Next line, primary hyperparathyroidism as per number one. We will continue to monitor with MBD labs, period. Next line, hypothyroidism, which is stable on replacement therapy. Her recent thyroid panel was within normal limits. Next line, chronic kidney disease stage 2, which is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension. Period. Nephrosclerosis is related to hypertension and the aging process, period. Her recent kidney functions reveal a BUN of 21 from 44, creatinine of, her recent kidney functions reveal a BUN of 15 from 18, creatinine of 0.84 from 0.83, and AGFR of 74 from 82. There is mild proteinuria, non-selective proteinuria, with urine protein to creatinine ratio of 186 milligrams. This proteinuria is most likely associated is most likely related to bacteriuria, period. We recommend that the patient follows up with a gynecologist or a urologist for further assessment of her hematuria and bacteriuria. She denies any symptoms at this time. We will continue to monitor. Period. Next line. Fatty liver. Next line, esophagitis. Next line, we will reevaluate this case in 4 weeks with laboratory workup, period. And